Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Wednesday, January 8th. In the wake of Tuesday's missile attack by Iran on Iraqi bases housing U.S. soldiers, state leaders are taking steps to ensure safety against cyber attacks. That includes Governor Henry McMaster. South Carolina Public Radio's Thalicia Eady has more.
In a tweet late Tuesday night, Governor McMaster said he's directed state government IT leaders to redouble efforts to aggressively search out, identify, and repel any potential cyber attacks or malicious technological intrusions. He included a tweet from Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who said they have noticed an increase in attempted attacks from Iran-based entities at a rate of 10,000 a minute. He warned his residents to practice good cyber hygiene. In 2012, tax returns of 3.8 million South Carolinians and 700,000 businesses were stolen by an international hacker who breached a server at the state's Department of Revenue. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Thalicia Eady.
State health officials reported a decrease in flu activity in the past week, but warned the virus remains active throughout the state. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control says 280 lab-confirmed tests were reported during December 28th through January 4th. More than 1,450 tests have been confirmed so far this season. Healthcare providers reported 251 flu-related hospitalizations across the state, as well as 9 flu-associated deaths. In other news, Florence County Sheriff Kenneth Boone has pleaded guilty to using public funds for personal purchases. State prosecutors alleged he spent federal narcotics money at more than a dozen stores, buying sporting equipment, electronics, and clothes. Following the guilty plea, Governor Henry McMaster issued an executive order removing Boone from office and naming William Barnes interim sheriff. Boone was first elected sheriff in 2004. He's one of 14 sheriffs in South Carolina who have been accused of breaking the law in the past decade. Fallout is continuing from this summer's controversial selection process of a new president of the University of South Carolina. A State House of Representatives subcommittee today approved a bill that would reconstitute the college's Board of Trustees. While the bill would reduce the size of the board by half, Richland County Representative Kirkman Finley says it actually is an indictment of the current board for bad management.
In other words, we have written a bill to remove, in essence, the board because we think they're doing a very poor job of managing.
Members of the Board of Trustees came under criticism for politicizing the selection process, which resulted in the hiring of retired General Robert Caslin as USC's president. New numbers from the American Cancer Society show a drop in death rates. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has this look at national and statewide numbers.
U.S. cancer-related mortality rates fell off by more than 2% between 2016 and 2017. That's the biggest one-year dip the CDC has ever recorded. Nevertheless, South Carolina retains relatively high per capita cancer numbers. CDC anticipates almost 32,000 new cancer cases in the state this year and expects a third of those to be fatal. That said, South Carolina's mortality rate did drop slightly. From 2011 to 2015, the state's cancer mortality rate was 214 people per 100,000. That dropped to 209 people between 2013 and 2017. Breast and lung cancers were the most prevalent among South Carolinians by the end of 2017. Most cases of cancer were reported in men. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
In other news, Dominion Energy has agreed to pay nearly $200 million to settle lawsuits connected to the failed VC Summer nuclear project. Media reports the settlement was filed late yesterday in federal court in Columbia. As part of the deal, Dominion will pay former SCANA shareholders roughly $160 million and offer $32 million in stock options. And Dominion won't have to admit that its predecessor misled investors. The settlement is subject to a judge's approval, and it does not affect ongoing federal investigations. And bankrupt airbag manufacturing company Takata is issuing its third and final recall as part of a 2015 settlement with U.S. regulators. The company is recalling 10 million more front airbag inflators sold to more than a dozen automakers because they can explode and hurl shrapnel. Automakers will notify car owners which models are part of the recall in the coming weeks. That wraps up today's headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.